Hello, perverts and degenerates. It's a pervy rambling. More than due for one, right? So let's hop in. The first thing I wanted to talk about is the amount of couples that I hear of that listen to my filthy, filthy audios, and I cannot explain how fucking hot that is to me. Like, to imagine two perverted fucks just laying in bed, either rubbing themselves or even fucking while my voice is playing in the background. Oh, that is like peak hotness for me. Peak hotness. And I'll tell you guys, I recently did a custom and then a script fill. I'm sure they won't mind me mentioning this, but I know they are a couple, and creating those custom audios was ridiculously hot for me. And it was because I knew that they probably, like, in my mind the whole time I'm recording, I'm just thinking of this couple. I have no idea what they look like, but just thinking about them sitting there discussing, you know, the prompt, and it turns me on so much. I so enjoy making audios for them just because I know that, like I said, it's just sitting, like, imagining them sitting there discussing, okay, let's talk about what we want Miss B to talk about for our custom audio. And then just knowing how fucking perverted they are. Ugh, Jesus Christ. It just, it's delicious. So wanted to bring that up. That has been something that's been on my mind. Another thing, this one's good. It's funny and also hot. So I haven't been on Sendcats for a while. If you guys don't know, Sendcats is a phone sex platform, and it is completely wild. I mean, they have banned words. Like, you can't say typical age play words, but you can be pretty free. Like, my profile there, it is no doubt that you can call me and you can talk about some perverted shit. So they're very open there. So anytime I take calls there, I know I'm going to talk to some fucking pervs, and I love it. So I get this call from this guy, and he said he likes to start off his conversations with this question. Have you ever changed a baby girl's diaper? And I laugh, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I have. I didn't tell him this, but, you know, I've babysat for my niece when she was a wee little baby. So yeah, I've done that before. And so, you know, long story short, he just likes to perv out on extreme age play. And so it was so hot because he would just be like, please describe what it looks like. And so that was hot for me to do, describe what a baby pussy looks like. And, you know, I was like balls deep in like some dirty talk, and he stopped me and said, hey, hold on. I need some more visualization. I need to know like a size comparison. And it was so hard for me to do, right? Because not many things are shaped like that. So for some reason, I don't know why my mind went this way. I said, okay, imagine this. Imagine two ping pong balls. And I said, cut those in half. And that's kind of like, and you know, you like smush the balls together a little bit. And I guess that's kind of like a baby pussy. And you guys, the way he groaned when I said that, oh my God, he loved that. He loved it. And it was so fucking hot. It was just so fucking hot. So yeah, that was a fun little tidbit to a call I had, ping pong ball pussy. I mean, you know, it's hard. It was hard for me to pick out a size comparison for him. And kudos to him because I loved, love how weak he got for infant pussy, basically. Okay, another thing that I was talking to a perv about, he has daughters, and he always talks about the, actually, I need to confirm what they are real quick. I think they're called Bratz dolls. Let me see. These are them. Not the Bratz. Shit. I'm going to pause this recording and come back and tell you the name of these dolls. Okay, I'm back. They're called LOL dolls, and they're kind of like the Brat dolls. I don't know if that's the same company. Anyways, if you don't know what these things look like, do a quick Google search. Just look at what they look like. And so he was showing me, and I've seen these before. I knew a girl in real life that was obsessed with these, and I was like playing with them with her. Not like that. Don't get pervy. But yeah, so we were just talking about those dolls and how they dress. They do dress like pretty slutty. Like they'll have these like short skirts and tight little pants or shorts. And the way the body shape is, they have these over-exaggerated fat hips and fat ass. And these thick thighs, I'm telling you. And then this thin waist, they are just so, like, sexualized to me and to anyone. I believe you would agree as well. Anyone would. They're pretty slutty. And so we were just discussing that. And I said, you know, it's funny because we, you know, so many people, like, hate on Barbie, especially back in the day, because her figure was unrealistic for girls to, you know, put on a high pedestal. But now we have these and they're like super big. I know a lot of little girls like them and they look absolutely fucking slutty with their body types and their clothes. And like he was showing me, he took a picture and like lifted up the skirt or something. And, you know, it just had like a fat ass and like, I believe it was like almost thongs on. It's wild. It's really wild. And so, yeah. So that is something that's like crazy hot to think about between those and the like social media and TikTok and, you know, these things that girls are looking up to nowadays are completely grooming them to be absolute fucking sluts, and I love it. It is so fucking evil, and I can't get over how hot it is, you know, because these little LOL dolls and the Brat dolls make Barbie look fucking vanilla, let me tell you. So yeah, so that was one thing I wanted to bring up. And then lastly, this hasn't happened in a while. Okay, so I had a ad on Night Flirt. I have to be very censored there in text. And it was called Taboo Encouragement. And it was very sly in the way I worded it. But if you were pervy in any kind of way and you read that ad, you'd be like, I need to call her because she's going to corrupt me. So this guy calls me one night and we kind of play this game of back and forth. Like, because here's the thing, I'm not bringing up True Miss B unless like it's explicitly asked. Like, I'm sorry to disappoint you guys, but you know, if I'm talking to some vanilla guy, I'm not going to force him to think about little girls, although that sounds fucking hot. But, you know, I'm just careful. And so we're playing this game, like, how basically how low can we go type of thing. So we just start talking, and I learn he has, you know, this kink for, he's a super alpha guy. Like you said, you know, he's an attorney, and he coaches football, and, you know, just all American type of guy, married, all that good stuff. And, you know, he has this kink for being used, like encouraged by, and like no one in his life knows that he has these bi curiosities. So anyway, so we're just kind of talking about that. And he brought this up. He goes, like, I've always had this fantasy. He goes, I used to coach football. And he said it was like middle school age football, pretty much. And he said, I used to always fantasize when I was alone that I could completely become basically a little fuck slut for the whole team after football games when they won. And I was like, oh, shit. Yes, you came to the right place. I was very turned on by that. A man getting just violated and railed by young teenagers and children. Fuck yeah. So we start talking some more about that. And he says, okay, I'm going to add one other thing in there. And I'm like, what? And he goes, the truth, and that when my son was that age, I coached him, and I want him to be, you know, a part of this treatment. And I'm like, oh shit, yes, we can run with that. So I ran with it, and you know, I talk about his son fucking his father's mouth, and you know, him being the last boy to come fuck his mouth because he had to watch daddy get throat railed and railed in his asshole by all his friends. And then finally the son comes in, fucks daddy's mouth. And then he made the boy, his son, come in his mouth. And I said, but you would not swallow that load right away because I would want it to sit on your tongue and let your own son's seed, like, really, really taste that. Let it soak on your tongue. That way you know exactly who you are. A faggot, cock-sucking, perverted fucking pedo daddy. And he was hooked, right? And so, long story short, I'm not a night flirt anymore. And he Googled my name, found my stuff, and he's like, oh my God, you disappeared on Night Flirt. We had that amazing conversation, and I am just hooked. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to be responsible with him, but I am going to keep corrupting him. Because, you know, he mentioned he had never really had those kinds of conversations. They were just like little fantasies in his head. And long story short, basically, he has paid. He went through my audio vault, the catalog, and picked out five. And they were pretty tame for Ms. B. And then I got to watch him just get worse and worse. Like, then he'd come back and order another five from the catalog that were, you know, because first he ordered within, you know, kind of man-boy situations. Then he ordered, like, man-girl ones. And let me tell you, he is hooked. Miss B has him hooked, line and sinker. He was recently, he was telling me he's on 4th of July vacation, and he said all day while sitting on the dock at the lake, he couldn't keep his eyes off the boys and girls just running around, swimming and shit. And he's like, I've never looked at underage like this. So, you know, I know you guys love a good story of corruption, and this one was, Oh, so sweet. It has been so fun corrupting him and just pulling out that inner pervert that always lived there. He just didn't know it lived there. And I've been pulling it out so fucking good. Pulling it out. And of course, he called the other day and we talked about, you know, him fucking his friend's daughters and shit like that. So, yes. So that's it for pervy rambling, I believe. Let me think. Yeah, that covers everything. So yeah, hope you enjoyed my pervy thoughts.